This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One. The shooting of a 14-year-old boy on a northern Wisconsin reservation has ignited debate over the tribe's relationship with law enforcement. Tensions between Native Americans and police are not uncommon. Data from the CDC show Native Americans are killed by police at a higher rate than any other ethnic or racial group. Daniel Kading reports on Bad River tribal members considering cutting ties with Ashland County Sheriff's Department.
Jason Bureau should have been at school on November 8th, but he left early that day because he wasn't feeling well. Just before his classmates would eat lunch, Piro was shot and killed by Ashland County Sheriff's Deputy Brock Mirjanovich. At a December meeting, Jason's mom, Holly Gothier, fought back tears when she told the Bad River Tribal Council that she felt law enforcement was insensitive and intimidating after the shooting.
The police going up and down my road, you know, when I had family over and stuff, and even, you know, his dad backing down the driveway, and a police officer just slowing down to a creeping crawl and watching him back out of our driveway, like how uncomfortable and unnerving and angry that made us.
Gothier was also angry about how the Wisconsin Department of Justice released its preliminary findings on her son's shooting. The DOJ released a statement during Jason's memorial service that he had lunged twice at the deputy with a knife.
That was so unnecessary and the timing was so wrong, especially when there's ongoing investigations and those reports haven't even come out yet.
Deputy Mirjanovich is back on desk duty until the St. Croix County District Attorney decides whether to press charges based on the DOJ's findings. Ashland County Sheriff McBrennan says Mirjanovich has very little contact with the public, but wouldn't comment further. When the Wisconsin Department of Justice reviews officer-involved shootings, cops are judged on whether their actions were sound, according to Attorney General Brad Schimmel.
They can be criticized in hindsight that you got it wrong, but that's not the test for the officer. The test is whether they acted reasonably.
The agency's findings are unlikely to satisfy tribal members who say the shooting is just another example of how they've been wronged by Ashland County law enforcement, including tribal elder Sylvia Cloud.
Who's going to be accountable for all these things that are happening to our people and our children? The women, some of our women ended up in jail. They got raped in the jail, for crap's sakes.
Cloud is referring to a federal lawsuit against the Ashland County Sheriff and others brought by five women who claim a corrections officer sexually harassed and assaulted them while they were in the county jail. The lawsuit and the shooting have prompted calls for the sheriff to step down. Tribal member Tom Derrigan Sr. says enough is enough.
And we're never going to get satisfaction until we take that one factor out of this equation. And that's the state of Wisconsin, a non-native entities that are taking over our lives.
In Wisconsin, many tribes have cooperative law enforcement programs with counties. The Bad River Tribe entered into an agreement with Ashland County a couple years ago to pool resources and staff. Now some tribal members want out. But criminologist Jeffrey Ian Ross with the University of Baltimore says tribes don't always have the resources to run their own police, court, or correctional system.
It's not always professional, adequate, or run in a manner that complies with basic civil and human rights kinds of codes and constitutions and norms.
But some members say they've already paid the ultimate price. Now Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says their law enforcement agreement is under review.
On appropriateness of service, on everything related to what's going on with our law enforcement responses.
The Bad River Band has also requested a federal review of the shooting. The U.S. Department of Justice declined to comment on whether it will investigate. But some tribal members said they don't trust what the state has to say about the shooting, including Holly Gothier.
Because we already know what's going to be in that report. A bunch of bull.
The state's findings may shed light on what happened on November 8th, but they're unlikely to restore trust between the tribe and law enforcement. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.